Hey. Good morning. It's Wednesday. It is Tone the Bone here at Tony Curry Radio. Wednesdays are Live Wire Wednesdays. We do a show called Live Wire Wednesday at 8 o'clock, brought to you by Southern Precision Staffing, 205-682-2828 for all your staffing needs. Kai Gregory and his entire staff do a fantastic job. It's all AC/DC, and we bring it up. If you don't like AC/DC, you should listen to the show because it's fantastic. Tonight we're doing Post Black. We're doing all songs after Back in Black. And it's got our biggest international footprint anywhere on any of our shows. All of our shows have tens of hundreds of thousands of listeners every single week. But this show gets all the way to Glasgow. Well, we're on the internet, so it plays everywhere. But in Sydney, Australia, we're averaging like 47,000 listeners every single week. It's crazy. It's fantastic. So check that show out tonight, later on tonight, 8 o'clock. Teresa Ponderwick, good morning to you. We also have Mission Minded with my good friend Michael Coleman. He's a non-for-profit guy. Fantastic show. And there's 1.5 million non-for-profits in this country. We talk about how to start non-for-profits, board members, the whole nine yards. That show's going to air at noon and 7. And you can go to Spotify. It's free. You don't have to subscribe. Just search Tony Curry Radio. That's Curry with a K, K-U-R-R-E. Search Tony Curry Radio, and you can listen to hundreds of episodes. I reached out to Damon Johnson yesterday. Of course, he's back in the row with Brother Kane. They're going full force. New album, The Whole Nine Yards, in 2023. We're working on getting some brand new content from him. Blues Almighty with Austin Hanks and Billy F. Gibbons runs on Thursdays. Just a plethora of fantastic stuff. And we have just upgraded all of our computer stuff here at Tony Curry Radio. We're about 3 years into this thing, and it was time to revamp everything, streamline everything, and so we got some big surprises coming up for you, including, of course, the 4th of July Detonation Station show. If you're watching a Thunder on the Mountain or fireworks in your backyard or whatever, we're going to have a soundtrack for you. We'll have that for you on the 4th of July. I don't want to get into this because I'm a young guy. I'm 56, but I'm 25 and 35 where it counts, here, here, and here. And so I don't like to do the Archie Bunker, get off my lawn moments, but I got to share something because times are tough. I don't know where people are getting their money. I really don't. People are dropping $40,000, $50,000 more than what houses are worth, and it's just amazing. And of course, when things are tight in your household, it seems like everyone else is making money. This is the way it goes. Envy's a pain in the ass. So we've been talking about the gasoline, inflation, all these price things. I'm tired of hearing about it. I know it's super expensive. You used to go to the store for $100. You could like eat for an entire week. Now it gets you through a day. So I was trying to figure out a way to cut some costs around here, right? And I'm pretty streamlined, man. I'm pretty tight. So I was looking at my internet and television stuff. Now, if you got the cell phone situation is just an absolute racket. Everyone has to have a cell phone. I know we all use them. Hell, even homeless people have cell phones. They don't have a place to live. They can't play their power, but they can pay their cell phone bill. Everyone's got to have, and I get that. But once they get you, they got you, right? And there's like 60 million different cell phone companies, and they're like, switch over here. There's a reason why they're giving you $1,000 to switch, because once they got you by the balls. Next thing you know, you're screwed with them for another year or two, and then you're buying a new phone, you're tied to, you know, with the rack, you know how it works, right? So I was trying to figure out, and then you got this Mint, and you got Consumer Cellular, you got all these things, but then you don't get the stuff you really need. Tim McGee, a senior, good morning to you. So I called Spectrum yesterday, and Spectrum doesn't do any business with this on our radio, but I've been with Spectrum for 30-something years, right? I used to do commercials for them, and it's just, for me, it's just a pain in the ass to get everything switched over, moved over. My internet, which runs my radio station, goes through Spectrum. And despite the fact that I've had some friction with them, I just don't want to change it. I like what I got. I got my TV stations. You know, I'm looking at Hulu, and I'm looking at YouTube TV and Slingbox and all these other things. And I'm like, you know what? It's just not worth the extra $40 or $50 it's going to save me. So I do see something on the Spectrum website yesterday, though, which is really interesting because they have this bundle thing, right, where you're getting your phone, your internet, and your TV. Well, I don't need phone because my phone is here at the house, and I haven't picked up my house phone in like 15 years because we have cell phones, right? And but they have this thing where it's like $39 for both your internet and your TV if you bundle it together. And I'm paying like over $300 a month in all my stuff. I was like, this is ridiculous. $300 a month is killer. And if I can do it for like a third of that, and the speeds are actually better than the internet I got now. So I'm thinking, okay. So here's the deal. What we find out is like, unless you call them and say, hey, listen, I've been paying the cell phone company the same way. If you're paying like a $300 cell phone thing and you got like four or five lines, right? And you go to AT&T or Verizon or wherever, and you walk in the door and go, listen, I can't afford this anymore. I can't do it. They'll figure out a way to save you some cash. Go in there every 3 or 4 months and they'll go, well, you know, if we cut this back or, you know, we got this new deal here, this is going to save you $40 or $50 a month. But they sure as hell ain't going to tell you unless you come in. They're going to keep charging you the same prices over and over and over again. If there's tires up the street that are $150 a piece and you've been paying $150 a piece for tires your entire life, yet now they have the same tire for $50, they ain't going to tell your ass. They're going to keep charging the $150, which I think is really moralistically just F you. It's just a nasty. So I called Spectrum yesterday. I said, hey, listen, I've been a customer with you since 1988. I pay my bills every month. I get everything done. And I'm just trying to cut some things back. Roger Lemley, good morning. And she's like, no, I totally get that. I said, I'm trying to save some money. You know, it's tough right now. Trying to figure out how to put gas in my tank, blah, 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 blah. She goes, no, I get that. I said, so I saw on your website, you know, about getting this internet and this TV thing. For like $49 a piece or something like that, it's going to be like $100 a month. And I'm paying over $300. And I don't need my phone, and I'm wondering how I could get this deal. She says, well, you have to have not had Spectrum service the last 30 days to get it. And I said, what do you mean? She goes, well, if you're not a Spectrum customer now, you can get this deal. But if you're already a Spectrum customer, you can't get this deal. And that is bullshit. The whole idea of existing customers and new customers getting the deal, I don't know what took cell phone companies that long, because once one cell phone company did it, everyone had to do it. That is bullshit. If you're with a company and you've given them thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars over the years, and all of a sudden they got a better deal for new customers and you're still getting screwed, that doesn't make sense to me. That's not a good customer model. That's bullshit. So I said, oh, wait a minute. So you're asking me to cancel my Spectrum for 30 days, get something else, and then I can get the deal where I'm going to save $200 a month? She said, yeah. And I said, that is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. What the hell is going on? What? Anyway, loyalty means nothing, man. Loyalty is a two-way street. And I would have thought that after everyone's streaming and cutting cable, and, you know, I know Spectrum's getting killed, and I know now they have mobile service, and they're doing all kinds of community service bullcrap, whatever. Then why any? And I'm John David Lyons is like, I drop them immediately. Well, I want to, but I need the internet service, so they kind of get you. And I don't want to have to go through the whole process of having it shut off, losing a day or two of business, and then picking back up because my business is 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And so what do we usually do? We swallow it, we bend over, and we take it. I hate that. Just be cool. If you're a business, I'm with you. I've been here with you for 30 years. Take care of Tone the Bone. What's wrong with you? Anyway. Great news about Ozzy Osbourne. He got out of the hospital yesterday afternoon. He looks good. They said a successful surgery was wonderful. He's now resting. He got up and walked out. Man, how often do you have like neck surgery and 15 pins replaced? Al Cooper, good morning to you. And he walked out. He's good to go. Also, happy birthday to Courtney Cox, Birmingham native. She's 58. Casey Kasem died on this date 8 years ago. And also, don't forget, we've got just a boatload of great concerts. We were on Fox 6 last Thursday, and I've been going back and forth with Janice Rogers this morning from Fox 6. I love Fox 6 because their TV crews are actually pretty cool. Their anchors, Mike Dubberly and Mickey Ferguson and Toy and all those guys, they're actually cool TV people. A lot of TV people are real cool. Like, I saw one the other day in the Publix parking lot. And she was in the car with her hat pulled down low, like she was afraid someone was going to recognize her. I'm like, dude, you're on local TV. Get a hold of yourself. Humble yourself a little bit. It's okay. You should want people to recognize you. Anyway, but Fox 6 has been super cool, and they've been everywhere. every time I go out, I see them out doing it. And Good Morning America or Good Morning Alabama is just a fantastic show. So we're on every Thursday. And so last week we were talking about Yacht Rock, and it was The Loss of Life with Jim Seals that kind of got us into it. And all of a sudden, Yacht Rock seems to be this new, crazy, cyclical, musical genre that is just exploding again. I'm like, hell, we've been listening to it for 40 or 50 years. Anyway, but I want to thank all the people who have commented on that. Josh is going to be in tomorrow morning here on Curry and Klepo. We'll still run 8 o'clock on Tony Curry Radio and also on our Tony Curry Radio podcast thing, and then we'll be back on Fox. But if you miss us on Fox 6 at 9:35 every Thursday, check us out. It's great, and you get to see this big ugly mug on the television. I may have to shave. Yeah, I'll have to shave before tomorrow. I hope you have a fantastic day. Don't forget, we have all these wonderful shows, Dark Side of the Pooch, Adaptogens, Adapter Parish, Live Wire Wednesday later on tonight, 8 o'clock, brought to you by Southern Precision Staffing. We got that going on, Mission Minded, Blues Almighty, The Damon Johnson Show, When in Rome with Stuart Rome airs on Fridays, a show that makes you look good, sound good, and feel good. We got that show as well. Go to Spotify and listen to all of our shows, or download the Tony Curry Radio app, or just do both. They're both free, and I promise you're going to love what you hear. And I don't know if you'll hear any Yacht Rock on Tony Curry Radio. Little River Band, that's right there, John David Lyons. Sometimes it sounds good. Don't know if we do any Yacht Rock, but that might be a good show. We should do a Yacht Rock show on Tony Curry Radio. Play some Melvin Bishop, England Dan, John Farcoli. That would be, man, it would just absolutely smack you in the face. Going from like a Damn Yankee song into Little River Band. Good night. Al Cooper, good morning to you. All right, have a great day. We'll be back again tomorrow morning. And make sure you download the Tony Curry Radio app and check out our Spotify podcast, Tony Curry Radio. I love you. Bye-bye.